Blog Talk Radio.
Well, It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now, your prayer is coming. If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making, no. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be, oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. It's preparing me, preparing me. Preparing me for prayer. I feel the shaking in the spirit. I feel the beating in the spirit. Oh, I feel the pressing in the spirit. Preparing me for prayer. I feel the shaking in the spirit. Oh, I feel the beating in the spirit. Oh, yeah, I feel the pressing in the spirit. Preparing me for greater. If it had not been for the Lord, I'd have been for the faith.
Called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I just put that out there. Somebody needs to know today your greater is coming. I understand what you've done in the past, know what you see around you, but your greater is yet to come. And I just needed to share that with you. I thought that song would bring it out a little bit better than that was. We're going to have a word of prayer, and we're praying, first of all, we thank God for the ability to pray. A lot of times we just stop praying, but I thank God to be able to pray, that somebody are here. There's a lot of people, they can pray, but you won't hear. So I thank God to be able to pray, and you can hear me. That means a lot. That says a lot. Because you praying, there's some people that can't even hear. So I thank God for the hearers. I thank God for those that will open up their heart and ears and mind and receive the word of God today. I thank God for just being God all by himself. Hallelujah. I thank him for being the great shepherd that he is. I thank him for being the great ruler that he is. I just thank him for being my rock in a weary land. I thank him. I thank him for my salvation. I thank him how he's shown me love. And I thank him for showing you love. Hallelujah. I thank him for being Lord of Lords, being master over everything. I thank him. I thank him for being our Messiah, our high priest. I thank him for allowing Jesus to come and show us the way. I thank him for being Alpha and Omega. I thank him for being the way, the truth, and the life. Because there's so many ways out there, and it's just good to know that God has showed us a way, that Jesus is the way. He showed us that Jesus is the truth, and that Jesus is the life. Then I love where Hebrews 1 and 3 says, and everything are upheld by his power. All things are held by him. I thank God for his word, most of all. Ask him to continue to bless those that desire prayer. I want to pray for Pastor Bill. As she go by her journey today, the ministry angels right now go and assist her and be there for her in all of these areas. Hallelujah. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, I want to take my time and say some things today. And I just pray that you all will receive it. And that, like I said, that song is for somebody, not sure who it's for, but I can tell you that your greater is yet to come. Your greater is yet to come. Believe that. Let that be your word for today. Whatever it is yet to come. It ain't got here yet, but it's like at the door. Hallelujah. Okay. We're dealing with some of the review from on yesterday. And we talked about David being a man after God's own heart. And how do we do that? You're a person who God sees after his own heart. Well, for that to happen, we talked about a man after God's heart is somebody who desires the things of God. You have to desire a heart for God. And that's what we want to pick up on today, is having a heart for God. And I'm going to give you three key things that it's going to take to have a heart for God. So get your pencil and paper, and we're going to do that one as well. Our foundational scripture was Psalms 37, verses 4, or we'll read through 7. Psalms 37, and we're going to start with verse 4. Even though I have a desire to start with verse 3, you read that at your leisure. I'd rather read it all, you get a chance. But verse 4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give thee the desire of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Bring it to pass. Hallelujah. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fear not thyself because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. A desire of your heart. Ask yourself the question today. What is your heart desiring? Do you want to be a man, a woman, after God's own heart? Let that be your desire. You want God, that's the highest honor God could give anybody. When he said, David is a man after my own heart. He does my will. He wants to do my will. Folks talk about, well, I'm going to do the will of the Lord. Well, if you don't have a desired heart toward God, and I'm not talking about that little thing in your chest now, you know, that little 7 to 11 ounce thing. I ain't talking about that. I ain't talking about that 4x4. I'm talking about your spirit man, which is the hidden man of the heart. So when the Bible talks about the heart, he's talking about the spirit man most of the time. I'm just going to say 95% of the time, when you see that word heart, you might want to scratch it out and put spirit there. So you'll know in your mind what he's talking about. He's talking about your spirit man. So when the Bible talks about heart, and I can give you a whole lot of scriptures, but when the Bible talks about the heart, especially the desires of the heart, what do your heart desire? Very important. Very important. Do you desire the things of God? I can probably give you 300 different topics when it comes to your desire of your heart. My question is, what do your heart desire? Do your heart desire the things of God or what? Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. If you got a heart toward God, baby, it's going to happen for you today. A desire heart is a heart who longs for God or for something else. And in this case today, I'm just going to say God, because a lot of times we desire things and we just look at one way of desire that, oh, well, God's going to give me the desires of my heart. This is what I desire. How about desiring for God? How about desiring the things of God? Huh? How about you craving for the things of God? How about you craving for God's righteousness? Get out of the flesh for a moment, if you will. Please. Let this flesh go for a moment and start desiring the things of God. There's a thirst that goes with desire. I know some of y'all have desired things in life, and maybe you can relate to this. But I really want to put it spiritually. That's what I want to do. Because to me, a desire is like having a strong wish for something. It's excitement too. But it's having a strong desire for something, like a hunger. It's almost like lusting, but you want something. You want that certain taste to be like sometimes I'll get a taste for biscuits and syrup. You know, maybe that's the country in me. Okay, let that be it. But I have this desire, and everybody can't fix it like I like it. So sometimes I have to fix it because They don't understand my appetite. They don't understand what I'm yearning for. I'm thirsting for something. That's the kind of desire we should have for God, for the spirit things of God. You should want everything God has. You want to be in his presence. You should have a desire that, you know what, Lord, I want to be in your word. And if you get that desire, he'll make it happen. Because I saw somebody the other day, well, you know, it's okay to read the Bible, but, you know, and they made it seem like it was boring. And I'm going to tell you, I get excited when I read the word of God. I love God's word. I love the book. You know, I know sometimes people get real busy in life, but man, when you have the ability to read the word of God, when you can listen to the word of God on audio tape, when you can take the word of God and ask the Holy Spirit to open it up and he does it right before your eyes, man, you talking about exciting. That to me is, whoo, that's exciting, man. You just wait for the miracle. Some of you don't wait. Wait for the miracle. You didn't ask God for something. He just promised you he'll give you the desires of your heart. If that's what you desire now in your spirit, man. But I like the way Psalm 37:4 says, it says delight. Now you got to delight yourself. You know, you got to delight yourself. Start paying attention to the things of God. Learn to delight yourself in the things of God, God's righteousness, God's holiness, what God desires, not what you desire. How about what God desires? Because you got to delight yourself in the things of God. You know, now that I know some people, they think that they delight themselves in God, but brothers and sisters, take another look at that. Do you have a high degree of gratification or pleasure? I mean, when you think of delight, do you think of pleasure? Boy, it's an exciting time. You know, I mean, hey, joy, you know, kind of delight. Where do you get that delight from? Where's your delight coming from? Something should, I mean, if it's nothing but thinking about the things God have did for you, that would bring forth that delight. So the word of God says, delight thyself. Sometimes you may have to just go off on just thinking about how good God has been to you. You got to think about where you was and where you at now. You got to think about some of the blessings. You know, and I'm going to say this to you. Let me put a pin right there and let me tell you this. A lot of times people don't wait for the miracle. See, sometimes you got to go through some things because the miracle is at the end of that thing. And you don't want to go through it. You don't want to go through the suffering. But it's a pleasure, brothers and sisters, to go through. Because you know what at the other end of it, according to the word of God, if you delight thyself in the Lord, he shall give thee the desires of your heart. Woo! Man, that does something for me, brothers and sisters. Have you delighted yourself in the Father's will? Have you delighted yourself in the things of God? If you've delighted yourself in the Lord, in the things of God, wait on the miracle. It's going to happen. Woo! It's going to happen, man. You know why? Because whatever it is that you're craving for, whatever you're longing for, whatever your hunger for, the desire, whatever your appetite is, whatever that thirst is, woo, hallelujah, God's getting ready to give it to you. Gonna give it to you. And I hope you desire to be like Christ. That would be my message for you today. Desire to be like Christ in every sense of the word. And you're not gonna let anything stop that either. I just wish I had time, because it's about your faith. Now, I know if I start talking about it, I won't be able to finish it today, because there's some keys. You have to develop that. You have to develop a spirit of excellency. You can't waver. Okay, I got time. Let me hit you with three things right quick, because if you're going to desire, the first thing you have to have, you can't be moved by what you see or what you feel, okay? That's number one. I'm going to give you three things. There's number one. You can't be moved by what you see or what you feel or even what you think. The only thing that you're going to be moved by is the word of God. Why? So Romans 10 and 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's easy to be moved by what you see or what you feel or what you experience. It takes discipline. Woo, help me, Holy Ghost. It takes discipline to be moved by the word of God. Learn to be moved only by the word of God. And at the end of that, you're going to see the miracle. You have to develop that. That's why the Bible says study to show yourself approved. It ain't never taught you to read the word. It taught you to study the word to see yourself, show yourself approved unto God. So as you do this, your faith will develop. And believe me, you will find good success. You will find your faith in the word of God moving, and there is nothing that's going to be able to stop it. Nothing is going to be able to stop the faith that you place in the word of God. But secondly, let me tell you this. Develop a spirit of excellency. Proverbs 4:20 and 22 says, my child, pay attention. Or it says attention, pay attention to what I say. Listen to me. And then listen to me carefully. Listen to my words. In other words, he's saying, listen to the word of God. Don't lose sight now. Ooh, that's a sermon right there. Don't lose sight. See, a lot of us, we lose sight on what we've asked God for, what we've told God that we were going to do. We lose sight of that. Stop losing sight. Let them penetrate deep into your spirit, man. The Bible says, for they bring life to those who find them. Talking about the word of God and healing to the whole body. See, that's what needs to happen. God, and this is probably something I'm going to talk about this week, though, because God called each of us to develop our spirit, man. That's what we've been called to do. And not just develop it any kind of way, but to develop it excellently, in an excellent way, to operate at his level. Oh, preacher, what you talking about? Yes, God have called us to operate at his level. When he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, that's excellency. The ministry of Christ is an excellent ministry. And you've been called to that. Yes, you have. And I wouldn't give a good happy words I'm preaching and told you. I'm telling you what the word of God said. God have called you to be like him. He's always wanted you to be like him. He's always wanted us to be in his image and after his likeness. And then one last thing before I go, and anybody have any comments, you can have comments. One last thing. Do not waver. Stop wavering. Do not waver. But when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone, not in your feelings, not in what you think, But make sure your faith is in the God stuff. Do not waver. The Bible says a person who waver, he have divided his loyalty. It's sort of like an unsettled wave. And then James 1, 6, and 7. Stop being tossed by every wind. There are people that just get moved by every little thing. Waving between listening to God, listening to a preacher, listening to God, listening to their feeling, what God done promised. And people waver. And then a lot of it is because they have a lack of knowledge of what they should be about. There are people think right now they're going to go to heaven. Well, yeah, preacher, that's what we're working for. You ain't found that in Scripture. You waving on your feelings. Now, God promised you eternal life. That's what he promised you. Go back and read it. You ain't learned that today, learn that. That was a new heaven and a new earth coming down from God. The old heaven and the old earth was passed away. God promised us eternal life in our own earth. Yes, but some people, they waver from Scripture to Scripture because they're listening to people. That's on the point I'm trying to make. They listen to people and ain't listening to the Word of God. Listen to the Word of God. Stop wavering on your feelings and stay strong in the Word of God. Okay. All right, this is the point in time where if anybody have any comments, press 1, or something you want to share, press 1, and we'll let you in. Hallelujah. Anyway, any scripture you want to share, it's an opportunity for you. If God done put something in your spirit, we want to hear it. Hallelujah. If you have a word for the people, we want to hear it. Hallelujah. Okay. 2664, you're on. Your last numbers are 2664. You're on.
Hello. Okay. Praise God. Praise God for whom all blessings flow.
Yes,
can you hear
yes.
me?
Yeah, we hear you. You're on.
Akron. Sister Taylor in Akron, Ohio.
Awesome.
I thank you for that little message you did today. I called in on you because I heard, I was on Facebook with my nephew, and he posted some things that really shook my spirit, and I had to I commented on it by using what you just said, that what Jesus said, they err, not knowing, my people err, not knowing the scripture, and they were talking about religion, and the words that this man that he quoted used shook my spirit so hard. So I'm just asking that we all pray that God will continue to strengthen those that know the word, practice the word, and consult him every day and have a relationship with the Lord. Pray that our people, the African-American people and others too, will learn more. We know the way because God has brought us a long, long ways and still going to carry us. But we need to lean and depend on him and exhibit what God has did for us and still doing. So I thank and praise him, and you all be blessed.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Anyone else? Somebody else just put their hand up. Okay. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Okay. Well, hallelujah. Well, we'll see you all on tomorrow.